Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Whatever time of the day it is, I hope that you're having a great day. It's your girl Katrina, single mom with depression, hashtag SMWD podcast, coming to you guys today with a brand new episode. If you're looking for a mental health podcast, this episode might not be the one for you because this is a little different from my usual episodes, but I appreciate you being here anyway. You know, you guys are always welcome to go back and listen to old episodes. I do that a lot of the times myself. A lot of the times I'm talking to myself in these podcast episodes because I need it just as much as you guys need it. And you guys already know the format. It's just me just saying what's on my mind. Nothing is written down. Nothing is memorized. I'm just going off of what I know and how I feel. So if that's what you like, I really appreciate you being here. Like, I feel like my authenticity makes me different. You know, my format makes me different. Just being able to express myself the way that I do and just pour out my real thoughts, that makes me different. And I appreciate that about myself. You know, I have been doing my podcast since 2020, and so much has changed since then. I was having a conversation with Tabitha yesterday, you know Tabitha, and I was just telling her how my moral compass has changed, how I'm constantly growing and just more self-aware, and I'm just very protective over my energy and the things that I do these days. You know, sometimes when bad things happen to me, like the situation that I'm in now, you know, sometimes I feel like part of it's karma, part of it's bad luck, part of it is a lesson that needs to be learned. And I'm really still trying to figure that out. You know, I'm still unemployed, unfortunately, and it's to the point where I just need to work. Like, it's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I'm going to take whatever comes my way. I'm not going to, you know, refuse any job. And I'm really trying my best, you guys. Like, I feel myself becoming unwound, but I'm doing my best to keep it together. I really am. Like, especially for my kids' sake. And I was talking to Tabitha yesterday, and I kind of had a little, you know, breakdown. And I was just telling her how I just, you know, this situation always makes me feel like I'm a bad parent. Like, I'm not able to provide for my kids. I'm not able to do the things that we normally do. You know, our life is changing, and I can't say it's for the better right now. I don't know if it's for the better. Because, you know, like, our subscriptions are slowly getting cut off. My car is getting repossessed this week. And it's a stressful time. So I can't say that my life is changing for the better. And she just really reassured me that I may have a lot of things to worry about right now, but being a good parent is just not one of those things that I should worry about. And she was just being honest. You know, she deeply knows my life and the struggles that I have and the things that I've been through. And I think that I can hold on to the fact that despite everything, I'm still a solid parent. And you guys know that that's my pride and joy. My kids, being able to take care of them and being able for them to just be who they are, be children. You know, a lot of the times kids grow up too fast. And I'm proud to say that my children act their age and they are loved and they know they're loved. We spend time together and they know that I'm doing my best. I remember that letter that Caitlin wrote me for my birthday. She said she recognizes the sacrifices that I've made. Even though she doesn't act like it sometimes, but she does recognize it. And that's always gonna be with me. You know, this parenting thing is hard. Like, I'm really trying my best. Like, I feel like it would be so easy to lash out. It would be so easy to take the dirty route or, you know, do something that's just out of character right now. Because when you're struggling and stressed and depressed, like, that's when those evil thoughts creep in. You know, I hate that I sent a text message the other day and just said, I'm tired of life. Because in that moment, I really was. I had got the call that, you know, I'm going to be losing my car. And I'm just like, what else? You know, what else can be taken from me at this point? Because I feel like I have nothing. And that's just me being honest. You know, and I know that that's not true because I have something. I have a life to live. It may not be a perfect life, and right now it's not the best life, but it's my life. You know, I hope that someone sees me and the things that I go through. And I hope that someone hears my podcast out there and that it deviates them from taking the same paths that I took. I hope that no one goes through the stress that I'm going through right now. I wouldn't wish it on anybody. I was talking about my moral compass yesterday. You know, no matter how life gets to me, I can stand on the fact that I'm a good person, that I want to see other people successful no matter what I'm going through. I want to hear about your good day. I want to hear about the good things that's happening to you. You know, even though it's not happening for me, that doesn't take away from your joy. I want to hear all about it because that makes me happy. Seeing other people happy and thriving and beautiful and laughing. I love to see that. It does something to me, like truly. I love to see people living out their dreams. I love to see people being successful. Because maybe one day I'll get that in return. I know that what I'm going through right now is temporary. That's one fact of the situation. It may not seem temporary because it's been months. And who knows how much longer I have to go like this. But I know that I can make it through it. I've said this a couple of times this year, but I've survived everything that I've been through thus far. What makes this situation any different? You know, tell me what you've been through and then I'll tell you what you can't do. Because there's nothing that you can't do. Everything that you've been through, every single thing, every heartache, every pain, every struggle, every time you went without, every sacrifice that you've made to be here has been worth it because you're here, you're present, you're in your right mind. You're capable to walk, talk. You know, it's so many people that struggle more than me. And I try to keep that in mind. I know that it's hard because right now my problems seem like the biggest problems in the world. But I can tell you this, I'm not hungry. I have lights, water, and gas. I might not have a vehicle tomorrow, but right now I have one. My kids are well. They're happy. And those are the things that I have to focus on right now. Because if I dwell in the negative, I'll never get anywhere. Ever. I'm just going to keep going through the same cycle. You know, and I feel like we repeat cycles to learn a lesson. And I think I figured out my lesson. and it's a financial one, if I'm being honest, you know, and it's something that I truly need to work on and find the root cause of why I make decisions the way that I do. You know, why do I lack that discipline when it comes to finances and spending? I need to make a change in that area, a major change, but I have to be ready to do the work. Same thing with my health. You know, I don't think that I told you guys, but I went to the doctor and my health is getting worse. I haven't been taking care of myself the way that I need to. And if I don't make a change, it's only going to get worse. So that's been heavy on my mind as well. You know, but I'm still learning. I don't know it all. And I feel like every day is an opportunity for me to do something different. It's an opportunity for me to choose different. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to make better decisions going forward. It's nothing that I can do about the past. It's nothing that I can do about money that's spent. It's nothing that I can do about food that I ate last week. Nothing I can do about that. But today, I can make a different choice. You know, today I can take control of my thoughts and my actions. Today I can be a better me. And that's truly the only thing that I can afford to focus on right now. Because the past isn't doing me any favors. And worrying about the future definitely isn't doing any favors because I don't even know what's going to happen in the future. But being present and in this moment is everything right now. And I know that I may say sound strong, but I'm really giving myself a pep talk because I need it. And I need to just get up and do the right thing. You guys, like, just keep me in your thoughts and prayers. I'm trying to keep it together. I truly am. And I just want to ask you guys, you know, if you know anyone that can help me, or if you feel the need to help me, please reach out to me. I need some help. Like, if you can connect me to someone who can help me, that would be awesome and amazing. Or if you feel on your heart that you can help me, that would be wonderful. Because trying to do it on my own has gotten me nowhere. So I need to put my pride to the side and just ask for help. My kids don't... I'm not even gonna go there. If you guys just feel the need to assist me, that would be great. Just reach out to me. If you have my personal Facebook page, feel free to reach out to me. Send me a message. I will respond. And my Gmail is singlemomwithdepression2@gmail.com. And if you want to follow me on Instagram or message me on my personal Facebook, my podcast Facebook page, it is available as well. My IG is It's Your Girl Katrina, ItzyaGirlKatrina. And it's Single Mom with Depression Podcast on Facebook. Follow me, like me, you know, on Facebook, on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts. I really appreciate you guys. Like, allow me to vent, allow me to just tell my truth and just be transparent. It's a powerful thing. Like, I really appreciate it. I appreciate all my listeners near and far. You know, whether it's thoughts and prayers, a kind word, like, I can definitely use some words of encouragement right now. Please don't take that for granted, because it is appreciated. You know, like, I'm really trying. And as long as I'm here, I'll be here for you guys as well. So if you guys need me, feel free to reach out to me. No matter what I'm going through, I'm always a listening ear for anyone who needs it. Because I'd rather listen to you than be in my own head sometimes, you know. It can be an escape either way. Sometimes we just need the vent. Sometimes we just need someone to listen, you know. And I'm here for that. But yeah, if you guys need me, you know how to reach me. And if you need the Suicide Awareness Lifeline number, they have a texting option. It's 988. Just reach out. No one will know you called or text. They're available 24/7. And I just really want you guys to know that don't worry about me. Just keep me in your thoughts and prayers. And I will see you guys next time. Peace.